Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our new guest on the show. She's a new friend of ours. Judy Robinette is here. Ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the top thought leaders on helping investors get the capital that they need. You may have seen her bylines and her profiles and all the important publications. She's been doing this now for a long time, working with venture capitalists, angel investors, and helping them get funded. She has a new book called Crack the Funding Code, How Investors Think and What They Need to Hear to Fund Your Startup. She's our new friend, Judy Robinette. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here.
It's good to have you here. So let's talk about the funding landscape out there. I haven't gotten a report in a year or so, but a year or two, within the last 18 months, some people that I know who are pretty well connected to the VC, the venture capital world, have said to me that there's more money chasing fewer deals, that there's money everywhere and they're chasing fewer deals. How do you think it looks out there right now?
You know, it's probably very similar, Jim. So we just hit $100 billion of VCs. Angels typically put in about half of that, $50 billion.
Wow.
One of the surprises
Slow down, Judy. That, okay. I want to land on that. No one's ever given us a report on the percentages of angels. Now, most people know we've talked about angel investing on the show here all the time, a lot. But just in case, this is important. This is a really important point. Remind the audience what an angel investor is.
So, an angel investor is someone who has enough money left over, you know, that they can invest in businesses. Under the SEC ruling, you have to have $1 million besides the home that you live in,
right?
Or make roughly, you know, $300,000 annually. So, angels are in every single pretty mid-sized city in the United States. There's 300 angel groups across the United States. No lack of angels, and, you know, there's $50 billion, but that's just the money that's tracked, Jim. So,
that's the thing I want to point out is when you say half of the $100 billion, I should say, half of that is angels. That's huge because you and I remember when angels were like just a novelty almost. I mean, it was just Uncle George giving you $5,000 or something.
Yeah, that's true, and it's amazing how that ecosystem has grown. But
and the angels are a little closer to they take a little more emotional interest sometimes, don't they? Than a VC does. They're a little aren't angels a little less fish-eyed than a VC?
Yeah, and they want to coach you. So most of them have had a successful exit, been an entrepreneur. And they want to work with you. And 75% of all angels in the United States prefer to invest in the state they're in.
Right.
So you can Google your state and find angels everywhere.
It's almost like, well, instead of buying this apartment building, I'm going to invest in a local business. So all right, now go ahead. You were saying, I just want to, that's such an important point. I wanted you to land on that a little bit. 50% is angels.
Yeah.
Now go ahead with your report.
Yeah, so a couple of real interesting surprises. Most people don't have a lot of knowledge about the corporate venture capital, and this is the Dells and the Microns and, you know, Facebook. All of these corporations now have an arm that they do investing, and they're strategically trying to find a startup that may be a good fit with their corporation. Their numbers are up significantly. They're at $53 billion in investing. But I want to tell you, the surprise is family offices. So there was an article last year in Crunchbase that said that family offices are now seeing more deals than venture capitalists. And this remind is a surprise.
Remind us what a family office is. Go ahead.
So a family office is, you know, some wealthy family that has their money managed by usually just 2 to 3 folks. And part of their portfolio of their wealth goes into startups. They're right. interested in the startups because mm-hmm. there's a higher return.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jim, over a 30-year look at the S&P 500, the ROI, the return of investment, was a little over 12%. With
wow.
startups, it was 23%.
Wow.
And so this is why people want to get in, even though it's more risky.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no lack
and
of
you,
money.
And you got to have an appetite for failure, right? I mean, you're going to
yeah,
invest in
yeah.
5 and lose 4 probably. If you're lucky, probably. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Gina Robinette, folks. You can tell she knows her stuff. Crack the Funding Code. That's her new book. She and I will be right back. It's 2022. I'm Jim Blassie.
And
James.
I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the rain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.